Today we're taking a simple 808 tale and turning it into something much more jungle, warm, gritty, tape-worn, and ready to sit inside an old-school DNB arrangement like it's always belonged there. The big idea here is that the tale is not just the end of a kick. In jungle, that tale can behave like a bass phrase, a call-and-response answer, a transition glue sound, or a little sub-accent that lands right before the next break. So instead of reaching for a polished modern 808 preset, we're going to flip a clean tale into a character piece using Ableton Live 12 stock tools only. First, start with a source that's simple and clean. You want an 808 sample with a clear low fundamental and not too much built-in distortion. Drag it into an audio track, then trim away the front of the sound so you're focusing on the tail, not the kick punch. If the sample has a big transient, move the start point slightly later until the tail becomes the star of the show. That part matters a lot, because if the source is already messy, all the processing later can turn into low-end mush. Now let's flip it into something playable. Put the sample into Simpler on a new MIDI track. Classic mode is a good place to start. If the sample timing is already close enough, you can leave warp off at this stage. Set the playback so you're triggering the tail itself, not the attack. Move the start point forward until the transient is mostly gone. Then transpose it down until it lands musically with your tune. Depending on the sample, that might be anywhere from an octave down to two octaves down. Keep the envelope fairly tight if you want a bass fill, or let it ring a little longer if you want a phrase accent. As a rule, in jungle and old-school DNB, the tail should feel like a tuned event, not a generic sub-hit. Here's a good teacher note. Tune it by ear against the break, not just the key of the track. Sometimes a tail can be technically in key and still feel wrong. If it clashes with the groove, nudge the pitch until it locks with the snare placement and the rhythm of the break. That's where the magic is. Next, clean up the shape before you add grit. Put EQ8 after Simpler. If there's useless rumble below the actual note, gently high-pass it. Don't go wild here, because you still want the body of the sound. If the tail is muddy, pull a little out around the low mids, maybe somewhere between 180 and 350 Hz. If there's a weird nasal ring, try a small dip around the upper mids. We're not trying to make it clinical. We're just making space so the bass and break can breathe. You can also use Simpler's filter or auto filter here if you want more control over the tone. A low pass somewhere in the low to mid range can help it feel like a sub-focused accent instead of a full range kick tail. If you want a little movement, keep it subtle. This is about making the sound feel alive, not making it wobble all over the place. Now for the fun part, the tape style grit. Put saturator after EQ8, then drum bus, then utility. This chain is a really nice way to get warmth, compression, and a bit of worn character without completely destroying the sound. On saturator, start with a modest drive amount, maybe a few dB. Turn soft clip on. If you want it a little more aggressive, try analog clip, but listen carefully because it can get too crunchy fast. On drum bus, use the drive lightly and keep the boom under control. We want harmonic weight, not a giant low-end bloom that swallows the groove. If the tail gets too clicky, pull down the transients a bit. Then use utility to trim the level back and keep the low-end mono. With at 0% is your safest move for the core sub. The goal here is not modern distortion. It's more like a worn DAT, cassette, or dubplate kind of edge. You want the tail to still read as a low-end note, but with harmonics that show up on smaller speakers. To make it feel even more tape-like, add tiny instability. This is where the character really starts to breathe. A super slow auto filter LFO can do a lot with very little movement. Keep the rate extremely slow, and the depth small so it just nudges the tone around. You can also use a very light chorus ensemble, but keep the dry slash wet low. Another good trick is a tiny bit of echo with the feedback almost non-existent and the filter heavily rolled off. That gives you a little smear and age without turning it into an obvious delay. A quick coaching note here. Tape character is not the same as obvious wobble. Real worn playback feels slightly unstable, slightly sagging, and a little imperfect. If the movement becomes too obvious, it stops sounding authentic and starts sounding like an effect. Once the tone feels right, resample it. This is a big jungle move, because it turns your sound design into a real arrangement tool. Create a new audio track and set it to resample. Arm it, trigger your process tail a few times, and record a few variations. Then take the best parts and consolidate them. You can slice different lengths, make short and medium versions, and even create one longer version for transitions. If you want an old-school feel, reverse one of the versions and add a small fade in so it swells into the phrase. That's a really nice way to move between sections without needing a huge riser. Now think musically. The tail should not just sit there. It should answer something. Place it at the end of a two-bar or four-bar phrase, or right after a break fill, or on the offbeat, before a snare lands. That call and response energy is classic jungle. The break says something, the bass line says something, and this tail is the low-end reply that keeps the conversation moving. If you want it to feel more flexible, create a few versions with slightly different lengths and textures. One short and punchy version can act like a fill. One medium version can answer the phrase. One longer, more degraded version can work as a transition or breakdown swell. You can also alternate two decay lengths across bars so it feels more like a sampled performance than a looped one-shot. That little variation goes a long way. Keep an eye on stereo and low-end discipline too. The core of this sound should stay mono. If you want extra width or texture, split the sound into layers or chains. One clean low layer in mono, one dirty texture layer with the top end only. That way the bass stays solid under the drums while the grit adds age and attitude on top. In DNB, clarity always wins when the arrangement gets dense. At this point, check the sound in context with the break and the bass line, not just in solo. That's one of the most common mistakes with jungle low end. A sound can seem huge on its own, and then completely muddy the track once the drums come back in. So always audition it with a rhythm section. If it fights the kick or the snare, shorten it, trim the low mids, or back off the drive. If the sub disappears, you've probably cut too much or distorted it too hard. You can also automate the character across that arrangement. For example, keep the tail darker and more filtered in the intro, then open it up a little and add more drive in the drop. In a switch up, try a longer or reversed version. For the final bar before a new section, a bit more saturation or smear can create a great handoff. This is how one sound becomes an arrangement tool instead of just a one-shot. A few quick pro moves worth remembering. If the tail feels too blunt, soften the front edge a little or use a slightly slower attack. If it feels too clean, print a resample and commit earlier. If you want extra body, layer a pure sine sub underneath and let the dirty tail provide the personality. And if you really want that old-school sampled vibe, make tiny variations in velocity or filter intensity, so repeated hits feel played rather than copy-pasted. For practice, try making three versions of the same 808 tail at around 170 BPM. Make one clean and mono. Make one warm with tape-style grit and a little motion. Make one heavier, reversed, or longer for transitions. Put them at the ends of different phrase sections in a loop with a chopped break and a simple sub or res. Then listen to which one feels best as a fill, which one works as a tension builder, and which one moves the section forward the strongest. So the recap is simple. Start with a clean 808 tail. Remove the transient. Shape it in simpler so it behaves like a bass event. Clean it with EQ. Warm it with saturation and drum buss, and add only a little movement so it feels sampled and worn. Then resample it, chop it, and place it musically so it talks back to the drums. That's the jungle move right there, not bigger. Just more alive, more human, and way more in the pocket.